as the result of her precipitation. "Sold again," she remarked. "Idiot," she raged inwardly while she walked along with that air of self-contained serenity that is proper to a young lady of nearly 22 under the eye of the world. She walked down the station approach, past the neat, obtrusive offices of the coal merchant and the house agent, and so to the wicket gate by the butcher's shop that led to the field path to her home. Outside the post office stood a no-hatted blonde young man in grey flannels who was elaborately affixing a stamp to a letter. At the sight of her, he became rigid and a singularly bright shade of pink. She made herself serenely unaware of his existence, though it may be it was his presence that sent her by the field detour instead of by the direct path up the avenue. "Hmm," she said, and regarded his letter doubtfully before consigning it to a pillar box. "Here goes," he said. Then he hovered undecidedly for some seconds with his hand in his pockets and his mouth puckered to a whistle before he turned to go home by the avenue. Anne Veronica forgot him as soon as she was through the gate, and her face resumed its expression of stern preoccupation. "It's either now..."